Tonight I would like to say how grateful I am for a practitioner and something that she taught me, and that was the importance of handling the opposition. When I first came here, I realized whenever I wanted to do anything, and especially something for church, it seemed very difficult. And she explained to me that when you want to do something for church, there is opposition, animal magnetism. And first, it usually comes as a round of these negative suggestions. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, just simply coming to church, writing an article, giving a testimony, you'll get, I can't do it, I don't want to do it, I don't have time to do it, Sharon said, I'm too dumb to do it. And the list goes on. And it sounds silly, and we can laugh at it now, but believe me, it's a barrage. And it seems to be very aggressive. Now, if you overcome that, you have overcome opposition and you have handled animal magnetism. That used to be a very mysterious thing to me, handling animal magnetism. What did that mean? It means overcoming the opposition and listening to God. So I would get through that round of barrage, and then there'd be a second barrage. And the second barrage would be, well, your car breaks down, you can't come to church. Your computer breaks down, you can't write an article. Your Aunt Tilly comes over for dinner, and you can't do something else that you were supposed to do. And there again, the practitioner was so helpful because she made it so clear to me that this was just trying to get me to stop doing what I needed to do for God. And once I saw that and impersonalized it, I got where I handled the first round, and then I got where I could handle the second round as well, and not only handle it, but be prepared for it. And in those early days, I was almost astonished at this and at the wisdom of what she told me. But after doing it and after handling the animal magnetism and the opposition and doing whatever it was I was supposed to do, whether it was to come to church, give a testimony, write an article, there came a wonderful sense of peace because it was obedience to God. And it also brought a tremendous sense of progress, progress that wouldn't be made otherwise if you just sit back and don't do anything. I'm so grateful that we have a church where we have these opportunities, where we can overcome opposition, where we learn to handle animal magnetism. And when we do it in these instances, we'll do it more and more in our daily life. And pretty soon, ERA doesn't have a chance to get to first base. This was a tremendous lesson for me. I'm so grateful to this practitioner for all that I've learned and am learning by being a member here.